We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Monday, brothers and sisters, you're off today, I know it. You're off Fridays too, good for you. Welcome to the laziest generation of Americans in history. I'd be ashamed. Man, I would have so much guilt taking off every Monday and Friday, but something happened in America during COVID. People don't give a damn and feel no guilt about just sitting there waiting on SpongeBob. I got so aggravated when I heard this. You got this, Appala? When I heard this last Friday from the alleged district attorney, Steve Appala, listen.
We've taken over housing complexes. We've taken over bars. We've taken over numerous nuisance types of establishments. And if you're not going to make this safe for children, as far as I'm concerned, you are a nuisance. Reporting.
All right, play one more time, please. This is Steve Appala talking about shutting down Kennywood. Kennywood Park. Listen.
We've taken over housing complexes. We've taken over bars. We've taken over numerous nuisance types of establishments. And if you're not going to make this safe for children, as far as I'm concerned, you are a nuisance.
Reporting. So he's going to shut down Kennywood. Kennywood. So the alleged district attorney, Steve Appala, was he around when the shooting happened last September? No. Was he around after the shooting last September? No. Was he around in the almost a year since the shooting? No. Was he around for the drug overdoses downtown? No. Was he around for the teen violence, the automatic weapons? No. Was he around for the Schuman crisis? No. Has he been around for the fentanyl crisis? No. No. He appears for a news conference to shut down Kennywood. Why? He's running for re-election. And of all things to pick, Kennywood. Look, I grew up here. I love Kennywood. I know we had a shooting. I know folks got hurt. In fact, I talked to an elderly woman who was hurt in the tunnels the night of the shooting, waiting for her granddaughter, and trampled and injured. And how do I know that? Because she's represented by the best attorney I know, John Perry, who joins me live. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Great, Marty. Thanks.
All right. You saw what happened at Kennywood. You stepped up immediately as you helped this elderly woman who was hurt. But should we shut it down, sir?
Well, it does not meet the definition. I assume District Attorney Zappala was referring to a public nuisance, and it just doesn't meet the definition of a public nuisance. And I guess fortunately for all of us, Mr. Zappala doesn't have the ability to declare something a nuisance and shut it down. Those decisions are left to the courts. And, you know, I'm not a betting man, Marty, but I can assure you, you couldn't get odds in Vegas on his chances of success in shutting down Kennywood by having it declared a public nuisance.
John Perry is not political. John Perry never talks politics. John Perry talks right and wrong. Stepped in to help an elderly woman who was trampled in the tunnels and injured at Kennywood. Did you not, sir?
I did, and I have to say, Marty, that, you know, I mean, that case is not resolved yet because her injuries are ongoing, and
right.
We need to assess where she ends up. But from the outset, the folks that represent Kennywood have been concerned. They reach out and check on her well-being. And, you know, they've done everything right from a corporate standpoint. Now, that could all fall apart down the road,
right.
But, you know, you can kind of define – a corporation by how they act in time of crisis. And I could give you many examples. In fact, you know, there's a fast food restaurant, Chi-Chi's, that used to be very famous in the Pittsburgh area. They had a crisis and they just didn't know how to deal with it. And they tried to blame the victims and they went out of business for
it.
That's not how you approach people. And I have to give Kennywood credit. They have stepped up. They've said the right things. They're trying to do the right things. They don't want shootings inside their gates. I mean, you know, nobody wants young children put at injury, you know, of death or danger. But listen, Marty, we live in different times. You know, you and I have talked. It's a little bit frightening walking downtown during the daylight now. I've had my office downtown for 30 years, and I can tell you, sometimes I walk downtown at 10 or 11 in the morning, and for the first time in my life, I feel uncomfortable.
Hold on, JP. Have you heard Steve Zappala address that issue, sir?
I have not. Yeah. I mean, it's not the way we deal with problems. I'm not saying I have the answer, but I can tell you we don't turn to hyperbole and try to get people riled up and try to make this into something it isn't. We need to collectively come together and determine how we make this entire area safer for our children.
And not shut down Kennywood, sir.
Well, what's shutting down Kennywood going to do? Those same people who want to cause violence there are going to go someplace else and cause violence.
John Perry, thanks, brother.
You're welcome, Marty. Have a great day.
Look, man, I'll take my family to Kennywood tonight. This is politics at its worst. This is campaign season. It smells bad. It has a funky feel to it. Ask John Perry, who feels uncomfortable walking downtown. Where's Zappala talking about downtown? I don't know. He's outside Kennywood waiting for some French fries. It's ridiculous. It's politics at its worst. Prove me wrong, folks. 866-391-1020. Prove me wrong. 866. My friend, Samantha, play Zappala one more time, please. Let's see Zappala Friday. He wants to shut down Kennywood. Seriously. And then he showed us a picture of a hole in the fence where, like, you can push the fence open because the chain link on the locks on the fence kind of give way a little bit. And he's decided that because there was a shooting there last September when he wasn't around after the shooting, he wasn't around since the shooting, he hasn't been around downtown for the violence, he hasn't been around to talk about Schuman, he hasn't been around to talk about fentanyl deaths, he hasn't been around to talk about automatic weapons. He hasn't been around to talk about a 40% increase in homicides, but he wants to shut down Kennywood. Listen.
We've taken over housing complexes, we've taken over bars, we've taken over numerous nuisance types of establishments. And if you're not going to make this safe for children, as far as I'm concerned, you are a nuisance.
Reporting.
Come on, man. Grow up. Why is he doing this? Huh? He's running for re-election. Folks, he wasn't at the office for more than 2 years. What shocked me is that he was at work on a Friday, last Friday, to talk about shutting down Kennywood. Yeah, I got a problem with this. Yes, I went to high school with Steve Zappala. Yes, he can't stand me talking this way. But I got to call him as I see him. I got to tell the truth. And the truth is, this is a load of crap. This is ridiculous political grandstanding at its low form. Flat out ignorant. My man Barry, good morning.
All right, good morning, Marty. Thanks for having me again.
All right, so Barry shot a video downtown of police cars screaming by him, headed toward Wiener World, because we have an explosion in violence downtown, because business can't survive downtown. Fast forward to last Friday, you see Zappala on the air talking about shutting down Kennywood. You reacted strongly, did you not, sir?
Oh, definitely. Yeah, I mean, he hasn't addressed any of those things that you mentioned a few minutes ago, but he's using Kennywood as a soft target for his political campaign.
Right. Where was Zappala after the shooting? Do you remember? At Kennywood? No.
That beats me.
Where was Zappala to talk about Schuman? Do you remember?
Beats me. He's the man who vanished into the Bermuda Triangle. I hadn't seen her.
Where is Zappala talking about violence downtown, and in particular at Wiener World? Have you seen him, sir?
Nope. Haven't seen him. Haven't heard him.
Should he shut down Kennywood, Barry?
Oh, no. I don't even think he can.
No, he can't.
Tell you the truth.
But I'll tell you what, it's embarrassing. It's embarrassing. Here's what I say. Is this as good as it gets? Really. So rather than standing in the middle of the street, downtown, saying the violence stops today, saying the drug overdoses stop today, saying the arrests start today, say we open up Schuman again today, say we take teens and their guns off the streets today. He's standing outside Kennywood at the Thunderbolt, worried about the French fries. Really? Prove me wrong, folks. Prove me wrong. 866-391-1020. I welcome the attacks. My friend Phil, good morning.
Good morning, sir. How are you today?
Great. It's always a pleasure. You know that. We've been talking for years.
For years and years, and I always appreciate you.
Oh, yeah.
I'm in total agreement with you on this issue. Somebody brought up yesterday that he didn't close it for the Festival of Lights.
Right.
When there's going to be a whole lot of people there. And now, all of a sudden, he's going to show up. He hasn't addressed any of the points that you have been making ever.
Ever.
I've been telling people screaming ever since they got elected. I said, why are you voting for this guy? He's done absolutely nothing for my neighborhood or your neighborhood. And crime is rampant downtown. Going downtown used to be a rite of passage.
Mark. Right.
If you was free when you went downtown.
Right.
You was officially a teenager. And now there's nothing open downtown. Businesses are leaving downtown. And he's talking trash on Kennywood.
Kennywood.
Come on, Marty.
Come on, like, man.
And then to label it as a nuisance.
Come on.
They employ hundreds, probably
thousands of people.
Thousands and thousands go there every year consistently. Nobody's not saying I'm not going to Kennywood.
Every single engagement I've had with Kennywood since the shooting has been positive. Every single step they've taken since this happened to increase security has been positive. Zappala showed a picture of a fence opening at Kennywood that folks with guns could climb through. It's embarrassing.
And it is, and I appreciate you bringing it up, and I just keep strong, man, and just get on this. We need a new district attorney. We need a new mayor, and a mayor just, you know, the only reason why, again, he's mayor, because he talks like a preacher, right?
We're in bad times. A judge, a big-shot judge who I cannot name, just sent me a note. This is ridiculous. We're in frightening times. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. From the PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement Traffic Center, AAA Traffic powered by Bowser Nissan. Heather Zambito, good morning.
Good morning. Crews remain on the scene of an accident involving a bus and a box truck. This is on McKnight Road inbound. Approaching the Parkway North, both inbound lanes remain closed in the area of Nelson Run Road. Over on the Parkway East, traffic is stacking up at Wilkinsburg. Parkway West just jammed to the top of Green Tree Hill. 51 inbound stop and go approaching Bowserman. 65 inbound has a 1-2 light delay at the McKees Rocks Bridge. And 28 inbound slowing at the approach to the Highland Park Bridge. Our next trip late traffic on the fives at 7:35. I'm Heather Zambito on 100.1 FM and AM 1020 KDKA.
You know what our mantra is here? Hey, we don't take Mondays and Fridays off. A lot of people do, man. It's the new America. And it's not an America I'm proud of. I tell you what, I promise you this, ask my kids. They ain't taking Mondays and Fridays off. I'm sorry, but I'm going to raise them the way my dad raised me, to work hard, to run, to chase the rabbit every single day. You know what I tell my kids? What you're seeing right now creates opportunity. Period. End of story. Hey, regarding Zappala, yeah, I went to high school with him. Yeah, I know him really well. Yeah, I'm disgusted with his behavior. Why? He's got to man up. He's got to stand in the middle of the street downtown and said, this is my town. This is my dad's town. This is where we grew up. We're taking it back today. Instead, he's outside Kennywood, man, waiting on French fries. Come on. Samantha, play that bite, please, one more time. This is a Pal of Friday. I almost fell out of my chair when I heard this crap. Seriously.
We've taken over housing complexes. We've taken over bars. We've taken over numerous nuisance types of establishments. And if you're not going to make this safe for children, as far as I'm concerned, you are a nuisance.
Reporting. Yeah, he's going to shut down Kennywood. He's a nuisance. Why? Didn't come to work for more than 2 years. Why? He won't tell you. Why? He don't want to. He doesn't have to. Because that's as good as it gets. Did he fight against juvenile crime? No. Did he get guns off the streets? No. Did he talk about the homicide rate exploding? No. No, no, no. Was he downtown in front of Wiener World? No. Was he downtown in front of the dentist's office who's leaving? No. Where is he? Kennywood, ma'am. Kennywood. Come on, ma'am. Prove me wrong. My friend Joanna, good morning.
Good morning. You know, Marty, I've been listening to this nonsense. I will go to Kennywood. I will go downtown. Why aren't we going to find out where these young kids are getting these guns from?
Yes, ma'am.
You know, they're not just dropping from the sky.
No, ma'am.
You know, we're not going, we're getting stuff to get people riled up. Why aren't we going down to that church right next to Wiener World where I see, like, people sitting there early waiting to get in? Why don't they have rules that you can't be there until we open the doors?
Thank you.
You people pick and choose
exactly
what you want to do.
I would go to Kennywood with you today, gorgeous. Today.
I would go to Kennywood because we've been going there ever since. We've been going to school picnics every year.
Here's what bothers me the most. Where was the Palo when the Kennywood shooting happened at home?
Well, I'm sick of these shootings, too. We need to find out where these guns are coming from.
That's right. Love her. Where was he when the shooting happened? Huh? Where was he when the teens were gunning people down with automatic weapons? Huh? Where was he when Schumann closed? Huh? Where's he been when they can't hire cops? Huh? Where's he been? Home, man. I was shocked that he was at work Friday. Prove me wrong. Prove me wrong. Go ahead, Thomas.
Yes, Marty, this is Thomas Ritter. I just want to put a shout-out to everyone that has to go downtown to Burlington. I wait at that bus stop every day, and I have to give away cigarettes so they let me alone.
What do you mean? They threaten you unless you give them cigarettes?
No, all them junkies and them people that have been up all night, they're sleeping on the corners of the streets of that. They're sitting there with their tongue hanging out, and you got to feel for them, you know?
So are you more worried about Kennywood or downtown, sir?
I'm not worried about anything. I just want to have a good day.
That's right. See, I love him. Because he's got boots on the ground, because he lives it every day. He has to give folks cigarettes as they're laying on the ground downtown. But we're worried about Kennywood and Cabbage Patch Fries or whatever the hell they're called. Come on, man. What's up, Meech? Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, Marty.
My man, it's a pleasure.
Same here, brother. How you been, man?
You know, keeping it real, and this is real, is it not?
Hey, this is real as it can be, man, because our downtown, man, is I'm totally disgusted. I came up with the era of Candyrama.
Wow, I love that place.
McCrory's. Wow. McCrory's.
Wow. Right.
You know, all the good stuff. That's where I came up from. Harness Wagner. You know, this is the era I came up
from. The Warner Theater, man, waiting in line to see The Exorcist.
Yeah. Where we used to meet up at? The Kaufman.
That's right, man.
You know what I'm saying?
Hell yeah.
Bruh, let me tell you, man, downtown is such a horrible sight. And now that you come into town, and now that you see this McDonald's closed,
right.
What the hell? I mean, ain't nowhere to go. Everything down there is expensive.
Hold on,
so
man.
If you're down there
would
working,
you rather worry about
paying,
downtown?
So
why are we worried about Kennywood, man? Why?
Man, Kennywood, they're going to get their stuff together.
That's
I'm pretty
right.
sure they will.
That's right.
Just stay on them.
That's right.
Just stay on them, because I'm pretty sure they care about kids.
That's right. Downtown, man. You hear what these folks are saying, Mr. Zappala? Huh? We care, man. Ron, good morning. Thanks for holding.
Hey, Marty, you run your mouth all morning. Won't you run for DA?
Because I'm not an attorney. Probably helps to be an attorney. I would run, and I would. It's actually a good call, and you make a great point. Here's what I would do, brother. Law and order. Law and order. Tomorrow, I'd have every damn cop in this town on the streets. I would arrest anything that moved, and I would give everyone that needs help, help. Period. Look, I would come up to folks who had overdosed. You have two choices. You go to rehab or jail. I would have counselors on the streets. Let us get you to a shelter. And then anyone that broke the law would be arrested today. Bam. Wham, bam. Thanks, Ron. You're right. I could never make it through law school. Why? I'm an idiot. It's a great call. I'm not a lawyer, sir. I would run tomorrow, and I would win. Law and order, man. Law and order. Yes, and I do run my mouth. I get paid for it. What's up? Next hour. I'm serious about this. You're going to hear a player. You're going to hear a big shot. You're going to hear one of the most respected financial advisors in the country who's downtown right now and who's angry and frustrated and worried. Do not miss the top of the next hour. This is our town. This is my town. This is your town. It's not their town. The punks, the criminals, the vagrants, the mob of idiots. Bunch of kids jumped a bunch of girls downtown this weekend. So you know. Didn't happen at Kennywood. Every single conversation I've had with the folks at Kennywood is about hiring new staff, new cameras, new security, new bag checks. Bam! What's the Palo want to do? Nothing, honey, about downtown. He wants to shut down the Jackrabbit. Great plan, sir. Rick, go ahead, man.
Yeah, he's about useless, you know. You know, the sad part is he's gonna end up getting voted back in because he does favors for the union. And
because this is as good as it gets. And because no one else will run. And because Mr. Dugan is so far left you can't see him in the trees. Yes, he'll win again. Because this is as good as it gets. Yes, I know him. Yes, I went to high school with him. So what? Lou, go ahead.
Hey, man, thanks for accepting my call. I don't want to defend him, but I at least have to defend, I think, maybe some of the process.
Sure.
The issues that are happening downtown are bigger than Zapala. Now, Zapala...
He's a player, man.
Yeah, he may be... Listen to this now. He may have information that we don't have about Kennywood.
He doesn't. Look, man, I have a relationship with the folks who are suing Kennywood. They got information. They have all the information. And you heard that guy. And he said, Marty, I have never worked with corporate people who cared so much about making a difference. And sir, he's suing Kennywood. Great call. I'm flying through these. I apologize. Carrie, go ahead.
Hi, Marty. I just had a comment about your comments about Kennywood this morning. I don't think you can compare Kennywood with downtown. And let me tell you why. I feel like you're minimizing what happened at Kennywood.
Oh, no, I'm not. In fact, I brought the woman who was hurt at Kennywood, who was injured at Kennywood, who broke her wrist at Kennywood, who had concussions from that shooting. I brought her to the lawyer. I give a damn about Kennywood. I really care about downtown, big time, because that is the heart of our lives. Great call. I care about Kennywood, believe me. Mike, go ahead.
Marty, you may find this hard to believe, so I'm going to ask you to do the research. Several years ago, I was asked to run as a libertarian for the DA's position.
Right.
And here's the reason. I'm not an attorney.
Right.
But if you do the research, I think it has something to do with old English law. Now, I didn't get very...
I don't care about old English law. Come on, man. Go ahead, Bob, quickly.
Yes, Marty, thanks for taking my call. To the guy that employed the derailment of conversation, saying that you should run, and then the classic personal attack that you run in your mouth, the people that represent us and work for us, you are the voice helping us keep politicians doing their job, keeping them honest. So that was not a good call. You're just doing what we need you to do.
Right on. Somebody's got to call BS. Somebody's got to be more worried about downtown than the Jackrabbit. Just saying. Love you all, man. And if I cut you off, it's on purpose. I'm trying to get through 800 calls that Samantha is managing amazingly well.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.